For anyone who feels they may be suffering from the symptoms you've mentioned, general anxiety disorder, you know, the sleeplessness, the constant thoughts going in circles around your head, the feeling of being unable to cope. What are some simple ways to deal with this? Obviously, going to your GP should probably be the first thing.
Yep, going to your GP would be the first thing. There is medication available for this. Obviously, if you can avoid medication, that's better. But if it is really, really severe, then medication for a small amount of time can just help you get back on track, help regulate your sleeping so that you can then tackle the problem and the worrying. One of the most important things is mindfulness, living in the now, living in the present, rather than ruminating about the past. The past has gone. Or thinking too ahead of the future. We need our future aims and goals, but the here and now is important. And that can take, we need to train ourselves to focus on the present because we're just not used to it. We're such a fast-paced society. We need to practice living in the present and just also taking care of ourselves, knowing it's okay to relax. Yoga and meditation are really good for excessive worrying. They can also be quite hard to get a hang of because the whole nature of excessive worrying is not being able to get in that clear mindset that you need for meditation and yoga. But again, that's why it's important. You can get some excellent classes you can go to and they will teach you this. And once you can get to grips with that, it tends to filter into your entire life. Another important technique, I think, is to work on your emotions, to write down how you're feeling, especially before bed. If you just bullet point what's worrying you, it allows you to put it to one side while you go to sleep. Even allocating yourself worry time might sound bizarre, but if you can tell yourself, okay, I can worry for 10 minutes at 2 o'clock, but it's not going to come in my mind now. That can actually be really effective way of allocating yourself some worry time.
It's interesting. I mean, I think what we all, as you said, we all suffer from worrying about the future and maybe not appreciating this moment right now as much as we should. I mean, the whole irony of that is that when you get to the future point that you've been worrying about, you can't even enjoy that because you're worrying about the next future point.
It is,
it's like, you know, it's utterly pointless to think about what's going to happen tomorrow if you're not going to enjoy tomorrow anyway.
It is. We think we need to prepare for the future, but we need much less preparation than we think. By the time we get there, we're going to have different dreams and aspirations. So the mindful aspect of focusing on the present is really the key to stopping worry, I feel.
Okay, interesting article and interesting thoughts there, Nicola. And I think, as I said, men and women, I think we all probably worry way too much given how short life actually is. And maybe that's something we all need to keep in mind. But for now, Dr. Nicola Davies, I really appreciate you talking to me and thanks a million.
Thank you.